Sister Sylvia. Also want to thank my brother Brian, amen. I want to thank my beautiful wife, amen. I want to thank the people that were praying for me, amen. I love you guys, amen. Right there, yeah, you can go ahead and be seated, amen. And thank you, worship team. Come on, somebody give it up for our worship team here tonight, amen. Come on, our worship team did amazing tonight, amen. The power of God, amen. God used them. God used them in a mighty way here this evening. Here tonight, I hope that my message here tonight, the message that God given me, encourages you. I pray that the message he has given me pushes you and urges you. I pray that here tonight that you leave changed, that you don't leave the same, amen. I pray that you leave with a different mindset, amen. I pray that God does something here tonight, amen. Right there where you're at, go ahead and turn your Bibles to Ephesians. The book of Ephesians, chapter 6, amen. And we're going to read chapter 6, verse 10 through 12, amen. We're going to read the whole part of about the armor of God, amen. But
right now,
we're going to read that first half, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. You can go ahead and stand for the reading of God's word here tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Once you're there, give me an amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. It reads like this: Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the power of the dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Amen. Right there, yeah, just go ahead and just bow your head and close your eyes. Father God, we come before you here this evening. And Lord, we pray here this evening that you would go before us, God, and that you would move, Father in heaven, God. Lord, I pray, Father God, that you would use me, God, as a vessel, Father God. I ask, Father in heaven, God, that you would just take full control, God, from the opening to the closing, that you do that only what you can do, Father in heaven, oh God. Jesus, take the wheel here this evening. We love you and we thank you. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray. Amen. Amen. You can go ahead and be seated in the house of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Here in this portion of scripture, we see the Apostle Paul writing a letter of encouragement to the church of Ephesus. Now, at this time of Paul writing this letter, he was being held captive, imprisoned in the city of Rome for preaching the good news. And honestly, what kind of inspires me about Paul, that even when he was going through trials and tribulations, when he was carrying his cross, when he was taking on the suffering of Christ, amen, he was still able to encourage another church, amen. Some of us, we still struggle with encouraging people to come to church, amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Shots fired, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Paul also reminds his audience in the text that since they now belong to Christ, they must start living their lives differently. And they must start living their lives differently. They need to distance themselves from immorality and strive for spiritual purity. This is where in the text you get the famous metaphor, the armor of God. Amen. Tonight, I want to talk to the church about standing. My message here tonight is take your stand. Amen. Take your stand. And tonight I want to talk to the church about standing. And when you've done everything else to stand, stand some more. You need to know that every moment of every day that you're in a battle, amen. You're not in a battle with your spouse. You're not in a battle with your family members. You're not waging war against your leader or your pastor, amen. Because the Bible clearly states that we're not in the battle against flesh and blood, but that we're in a battle against the enemy. And you need to know here tonight that just like God has a plan for your life, the devil has a plan for your life as well. Amen. The devil wants to take away your joy. The devil wants to take away your family. The devil wants you to doubt God. Amen. Paul knew this, and this is why I believe Paul said in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, he said this with a confidence. I like when Paul did this. He said this with a confidence, and he said this with a boldness. Amen. He said, finally. Finally. I want everybody to repeat that. Say, finally.
Finally.
Come on, make it stronger. Finally.
Finally. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Verse 11, put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's scheme. Amen. We need to start taking our stand against the devil's scheme. Amen. The devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Amen. But us as a people of God, we need to learn how to take our stand. Amen. And this comes to my first point here tonight. We just read in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11, to put the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. Notice that it didn't say that you crawl away from the devil's schemes. Notice that it didn't say put on the full armor of God and sit in the corner and let the devil just poke fun at you. Oh, look at him with his little armor on. Look at her. She got shiny armor on. Amen. He didn't put you. It didn't say to sit in the corner and let the devil poke fun at you. Amen. No, it says to stand. It means to take. It says to take your stand. Amen. And to me, as a person, amen, and I know some of you guys can relate, to me, take your stand means to post up, amen. I'm not going to lie to you. In the world, amen, take your stand means to post up. To me, take your stand means we're going to fight, amen. Is anybody in a fight with the enemy here tonight? Is anybody in a fight? Is anybody in a fight to take back what the enemy stole from here tonight, amen? Hallelujah, Jesus. I believe that we are in a fight tonight, amen. And some of you might be asking yourself, how do I take my stand? How do I take my stand against the enemy? I'm here to tell you that every time that you walk through those church doors, every time that you walk through those double doors and make your way to the sanctuary, every time you come to the altar for that hour of power of prayer, every time you step in and raise your hands to worship God, every time you come in and sit in the pews and listen to the word of God being preached, you are taking your stand against the enemy, amen. And I want to encourage you guys to keep doing that, amen. One example I want to give here tonight is that I was reading this and I was watching the video, amen. I mean, how many guys know that YouTube is amazing? I was watching a video and I was watching a video about the London Guards, amen. Well, they're not necessarily called London Guards. It was the Queen Guards, amen. These are guards that stand by the Queen's Palace, amen. They stand by the Queen's Palace, and what amazes me about them is that they're not fazed, amen. Have you noticed that if you watch a video of somebody like getting in front of them, trying to make them laugh or try to make them move, that they're always standing firm?
Come on,
that they're always standing still, amen. That they're always holding their mug, amen. That's how God wants us to be here tonight. He wants us to be those soldiers that will stand firm, that are not fazed by the enemy, that will stand firm and keep pressing on for our family, that will stand firm and press on for our friends to press on, amen. And what another thing that amazes me about them is that when somebody does trespass,
wow, come on now,
how many of you guys know that they do something? It's crazy because when they trespass, amen, they get so serious. They get so serious, like their confidence is to the max, amen. They know how to tell the enemy to get out, amen. They know how to tell the church power to get out, get away from here, amen. They don't say it with just a small voice or a whisper. Come on, get out of here. You gotta move away from this. No, they say it with power, amen. And I want you guys to know that's what God wants us to do when the enemy comes to our lives and try to trespass against a certain line, amen. When the enemy tries to get close to your family or tries to get close to you in general, you gotta draw the line and tell the enemy to get out, amen. You gotta be that one, that courageous individual that tell the enemy, get away from me. You have no place here. You have no right to take hold of my family. You have no right to take hold of my spouse. You have no right to take hold of anything that the Lord has blessed me with, amen.
Yes.
Enemy, he's going to try whatever he can. He's going to try to make you doubt God. He's going to try to feed you lies. The thing is here tonight, I want to ask you guys, what are you fighting for? Because I want to ask you guys, really, what are you fighting for? Because there's sometimes to where we do let the enemy get a hold of our life, amen. There is often times in our walk where we let the enemy just come in. We have our heads hung low. How you doing today, brother? Oh, man, I'm going through the motions, bro. We let the enemy take our joy. Yep. Let the enemy take our peace, amen.
Come on.
But I want you guys to know that here in Victory Albert, you're not raising spiritual sissies, amen. You're not raising up spiritual sissies that would just, woe is me, amen. We're raising up individual soldiers for God's army, amen. The pastor is raising up people that will take their stand, amen. That will take their post and hold their post, amen. And God's looking for that same individual here tonight who is going to stand against the enemy. Amen. Who is going to stand their ground and keep on fighting when the enemy comes into their territory. Who is going to take their place here? Amen.
Come on.
My second point, amen, is keep on the armor of God.
Come on now.
We gotta learn to keep on the armor of God, amen.
Yeah.
In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12 through 13, it says, "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms." Verse 13, "Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand, stand." Amen.
Amen.
Here tonight, I want to encourage you guys and let you guys know that it's imperative. It's imperative, and yes, I know big words, amen. It's imperative that as a people of God, we keep his armor on. Amen.
Amen.
What does armor do? Armor protects you.
Right.
Armor guards you.
Amen.
Armor guards you from the attacks of an enemy or attacks from a person in general. Amen. That's what armor does. But like I mentioned earlier, sometimes in our walk, amen, we let the devil come in. Also, sometimes in our walk in Christianity, we tend to take off the armor of God. We tend to hang up the armor of God. Like, see, I want to emphasize something here tonight. So there's sometimes where we take off the armor of God, but we don't know that once we take the armor of God off, that the enemy is just right there in our face once we do it. And I want you guys to know here tonight that you got to keep that armor of God on.
Wow.
Yes. You got to keep that armor of God on. It's not just like you come into a setting here in the church and you just hear one preaching and you think, man, that was good. And you go in your closet and just hang up your armor, amen.
Wow.
That's not what you do. Having your armor on is a lifestyle, amen.
Yeah.
Keeping that armor of God on is a lifestyle. And that's a lifestyle that we got to live, because the enemy is always there and he's always ready to attack.
Yeah. Yeah.
He is always there ready to attack, amen.
Amen.
And sometimes, I'll be real, with brothers in the church, amen, can I talk about the brothers, amen?
Come on.
Sometimes, and I'm getting y'all's grill too, amen. I'll be honest with y'all. I'm getting y'all's grill.
Come on.
Sometimes, we take our armor off and we start to flex. We start to flex the sister, amen.
My God.
We start to flex our muscles, start to flex our pecs, amen. Like brother, what are you doing? What are you doing trying to take your armor off and trying to flex your pecs? She's not impressed. She's not impressed by you taking your armor on, taking your armor off. She's impressed about you keeping your armor on. She's impressed with you having a little bit of dents in your armor, amen. She's impressed with you having a little bit of dents in your shield, amen. She's not impressed by your muscles. I don't care how big your muscles are, amen. She ain't impressed by that. Amen. I want to surround myself around people that know how to keep their armor on.
Yeah.
I want to surround myself around people, and you should be the same way. You want to set yourself around people that knows how to keep their armor on, and when they get hit by the enemy, they're able to tell you why they got hit. Not just why they got hit, but they're able to survive that hit. Amen.
Yeah.
I want to hang around survivors. Amen. Yeah. I want to hang around people that know how to survive the enemy's attack and continue to live on it. Sometimes there's people that come in, and yes, they get hit, the enemy comes, amen. They get hit, but once they get hit, you can't find them no more. You can't find them on the battlefield no more.
That's right.
They start to change their number.
Wow.
You try to hit them up, tell them to come back to church. They want to change their number.
Right.
Wow. And it's like, operator picks up the phone. This line is no longer connecting. You know, it kind of trips me out. It's like, brother, why you change your number on me, man? I'm just trying to help you out. I'm trying to pray for you, man. You want to change your number and everything. Nobody grab a hold of you. And then, but that happens, amen. And sometimes you come in, people leave, amen. But I want to encourage you here tonight that you got to know how to keep their armor on.
Yes, the
enemy is going to come in and try to get up in your face. Yes, the enemy is going to come in and try to take away your joy.
Wow.
The thing is, what are you going to do about it?
Wow.
What are you going to do when the enemy comes in? Are you going to flee? Are you going to crawl away? Are you gonna stand? Are you gonna take your stand and keep that armor on and rebuke the enemy? You gotta realize that God is going before you, amen. Some people don't realize that God has already won the victory, amen. When Jesus died on the cross over 2,000 years ago, He already won the victory for you, amen. So there is no need for you to take that armor off. There is no need for you to worry, amen. God is already with you, and that's something that you gotta understand here tonight. That God is already with you. That He has your hand, has His hand over your life. Life, amen. God has full control over you.
Amen.
In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 14, amen. It says, stand firm, then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist. Yeah, you tell the truth, amen. You're an honest person.
Amen.
With the breastplate of righteousness in place. Yeah, you're a man and a woman of integrity and dignity. With your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. Yeah, you got a little bit of peace in your life, amen. God put some peace upon you, amen. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, amen, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Amen. I want you guys to know that the enemy is going to throw some flaming arrows at you, but if you continue to have your armor on, it's not going to be able to penetrate you, amen. And you got to realize that, amen, whatever that you're going through, amen, it is not worth taking your armor of God off, amen. You got to know how to keep pressing through, and you got to know how to shield yourself with the shield of faith, amen. Amen. I want you guys to know that. I want you guys to know something about faith, amen. I got a little bit of experience in it, you know.
Come on.
I have a little bit. I remember when I was younger, my dad and my family, we're all jacked up, amen. Pastor Josh, he said a little bit about it earlier. We came in jacked up, you know. We wanted to fight everybody.
Come on,
we wanted to fight everybody. We didn't like getting told nothing, amen. Nobody could tell us nothing. We thought we were like hardcore, amen. Amen. But I want to say this. It took faith for my dad to come into the home.
Amen.
It took faith for my dad to actually sit in the home.
Amen.
It took faith for him to actually tell us, hey, you need to start coming to church. I didn't want to come to church, amen. I was like, man, I'm doing me. You know, I got these Beats headphones on. I'm trying to make my own music, you know what I'm saying?
Come on.
I did not want to come to church at all, but it took faith, and he prayed for our family. I believe that my dad prayed for his family, amen.
Amen.
I believe that he prayed for his family to come into the church, amen. And as he was praying for our family, my dad also had some kids that was praying for him before we started actually coming to church, amen. He had some people that was praying for him to get off drugs, amen. And I thank God for Victory Outreach, amen, because if it wasn't for this church, if it wasn't for this ministry, then we wouldn't be able to find God, amen. So I just gotta, honestly, I gotta give one of my honors to Victory Outreach, amen. Because if it wasn't for Victory Outreach, I would not be here today. My family would not be here today. Some of you guys would not be here today. If it wasn't for Pastor Jesse sending out our Pastor Francisco, we wouldn't be here today as well. Amen. So I gotta get on the ground and do because God is good. God has been good not only to my family, but He's been good to your family. Amen. God has been amazing to our pastors. Amen. God has been awesome to our leaders. Amen. I gotta give all the honor to do, amen. I really do, amen. Without this ministry, there would not be no us. Amen.
Real talk.
Without this ministry, there would be no us.
Yeah.
Everything that God has done has been through this ministry, amen. So I'm forever grateful for this ministry, amen. And honestly, I found my armor of God in this ministry. I found my armor of God in this ministry, amen. I didn't know anything. I didn't know anything about having the armor of God on. I didn't know anything about taking your stand against the enemy, amen. Because I used to be the one, I used to get beat up, amen, by the enemy. I used to get tore up, amen.
Yeah.
I used to get tore up. And I'm going to let you guys know here tonight that sometimes when you take your armor off, that you get beat up like that. You get
beat up
like the sons of Sceva got beat up. You know what I'm saying? You take that armor off, amen, you start getting whooped by the enemy. The enemy be tearing you up. It's like... like that song is written all over your face. The enemy be whooping you, amen. He be whooping you, amen. But this is why it's important to keep that armor of God on, amen. You want to deflect all the attacks on the enemy. You want to tell the enemy, get back, get away from me. I have that armor of God upon me. And somebody needs to hear this here tonight, that You are a covenant child of God.
Hey, come on.
You need to hear that tonight, that you are a covenant child of God, which means that you have the authority to rebuke the enemy, which means that you have the authority to rebuke him in all his ways. Amen. You have that power in the name of Jesus. It's not your power. It is God's power. And that is God's power that he has blessed us with, amen, as covenant children of God, to be able to rebuke the enemy and to deflect his attacks. Amen. Somebody needs to hear tonight that you are a child of God. Amen. Somebody needs to hear tonight and be encouraged by that you are a son and a daughter of God. Amen.
Right, amen.
That's good.
Amen. Keeping on the full armor of God. Amen. That's what we have to do as a people of God. Amen. It's so important. It is so important to keep that armor on.
Amen.
It is so important. There's been many times in my life, amen, where I took my armor off. Pastor rebuked me. Amen. Pastor grabbed a hold of my neck, you know. If I can just tell a little bit. I came into the church. I thought I was a player from the Himalayas, you know.
Come on.
You know, and it's crazy because Pastor told on my dirty laundry to my wife, amen. She, you know, I remember that day he pulled into the office and he was like, you know what Sean did you? So he was like airing out all my dirty laundry, you know? So I was like, man, when I got into the office, I felt like an awkward stare come across me, amen. I was like, man, they're piercing me like daggers with this stare. What I do this time, you know? But when I came in thinking I was a player from Himalayas, amen. This is before I met my wife, amen. I love you, boo. I came in, amen, and I started to act out and trying to find loving on the wrong places, amen. And I remember we went to I hung my arm up, amen. I told you guys to hang your arm up, but I hung my arm up. We went to a winter retreat, and Pastor went with us. Pastor went with us, and there was this girl, right? There was a girl that, like, you know, I was like, nobody gonna find out, you know? And I remember that day we got our stuff out the back of the van. We were getting our stuff out the back of the van, getting everything out. And the moment when I stepped out, Pastor was like right there. He was like, leave her alone, bro. I was like, God. I was like, how'd he know? How'd he find out? It was written all love on my face. You know, like, Pastor, he chopped me up about it, you know. But at that moment, I took my armor of God off and I let myself get influenced by the enemy, you know. But I thank God for that rebuke, because without that rebuke, I wouldn't have known how to be a man of God. I wouldn't have known how to keep my armor on. I wouldn't have found out how to stay strong in the faith. Amen. I thank God for that rebuke, amen. Because it's through that rebuke to where I found my wife, amen. It's through that rebuke to where God, he strengthened me. And having my armor on, amen. And tonight, God is looking for people that have a little bit of dents in their armor.
Wow.
And Victory Outreach, amen. In Victory Outreach, you got to understand that you got to have a little bit of dents in your armor, you know, before you get up here trying to sing on the worship team. Before you come behind the pulpit, amen. You got to have a little bit of dents in your armor, amen. See, we just don't raise nobody up. We just don't raise anybody up, amen. We're not going to raise you up your arm and look all shiny. Like, bro, you got to get up through the fire. You know what I'm saying? You got to be on the front line, amen. To be put on here, amen. Because if you have dents in your armor, if you have a little ding in your armor, if you have some scratches in your armor, that means that you've been through some things. But not only did you go through some things, you're able to tell somebody else what you've been through. And not only that, you're able to encourage somebody else in the faith to stand strong, amen. So this is why it's important that the people of God, we learn and we understand how to keep their armor on, amen. Like I said earlier, you're gonna take some dings, amen. But you take a ticking, you take a licking and keep on ticking, amen.
Yeah.
I want to encourage somebody here tonight to keep on ticking, amen.
Yes.
God is going before us, amen. And My third point is pray in the Spirit. Amen. Pray in the Spirit. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18 through 20. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions, with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Pray also for me, that whenever I speak, words may be given me, so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly as I should. Notice that Paul said fearlessly twice. Amen.
That's good.
Yes.
As a people of God, we got to understand how to pray for one another. Amen. Amen. Because you have a brother or a sister that is sitting next to you right now that may be going through something.
Yeah.
You have a brother or a sister that is in the battlefield right now. Even yourself, you might be in the battle for right now, but it's so important that we pray for one another, amen. That we pray for strength upon one another, that we continue to uplift one another, because you can't fight this battle alone. Right. I don't care how big of muscles you got, I don't care how many six packs or eight packs that you got on your stomach, amen. You are not strong enough to win this battle by yourself. You got to learn how to surround yourself around people that have been through the same situation, that have been through the same circumstances you have been in, amen. Because it is there where you gain encouragement, amen. It is there where you get prayed for, amen. When you surround yourself around certain people. In my life, I've surrounded myself around people that didn't care about me, amen. I surrounded myself around people that didn't really care, you know. Didn't really care what was going on at home. You know, I would tell some friends, like, my peoples, my homies, when I was in Egypt. Like, my dad tripping, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would go, I'm telling them, like, my dad tripping.
Come on, now.
Oh, yeah, bro. Hit this real bad. They didn't really care.
Come on now.
They didn't really care, but I'm glad that in Victory Outreach, I found a group of people that cared. I'm glad that here in Victory Outreach, I found people that prayed for us, that prayed for my family, that uplifted and encouraged me to even go forward, amen. People like Sister Magali, people like Brother Jose, people like Brother Brian, amen. People like our pastor, people like Pastor Josh and Brother Urban, amen. These are people that surrounded around me and my family in the time in which we needed it the most, amen. And that's where we gained encouragement to keep going forward with God. As an individual, you got to surround yourself around people, amen, that will pray for you. Surround yourself around people that will hold you accountable. Surround yourself around people that will encourage you. Surround yourself around people that will love you unconditionally, amen. That aren't afraid to tell you what you need. You need to surround yourself around people like that. Sometimes we surround ourselves around people because we want people to tell us what we want to hear. We want people to tell us, oh, you look good, but actually you don't. You know what I'm saying? You want people to you want people just to tell you what you want to hear. Yeah. Amen. My wife, she kind of told me about that the other day. You know? Like, she was like, bro, you're an attention seeker. I was like, bro, no, I'm not, you know, like, but she kept it real with me, you know, because when she told me that, I started to reflect. I'm like, am I an attention seeker? Like, do I seek attention? I know I don't, you know. I try to make myself feel better, you know. I started talking to myself like, man, you gonna seek attention. And then the Holy Spirit was like, yeah, you do. So God was using my wife to actually tell me, like, bro, you better humble yourself, you know what I'm saying? You better humble yourself. And it's, I'm thankful for my wife, amen, because she keeps it ruining me.
Come on now.
Man, she really does, amen. You need to do better. I know I do. You know, she keeps it real with me, amen. And you need people like that in your life, amen.
Come on,
you need people that are able to keep it real with you, that are able to support you and tell you what you need to hear, amen.
Right.
Sometimes we need a little bit of change in our life, amen. Sometimes we need a little bit of change in our little characteristics, amen.
Wow.
And God will use the most unexpected person to let you know. God will use the most unexpected person to let you know, amen. I just want to thank God, amen. God has been amazing. God has been awesome. God has been truly amazing. And
amen.
I'm
yes.
just so grateful.
Yes.
I'm so grateful
yes.
for this nation.
Yes.
I'm so grateful that God surrounded me around people like this, man.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for the people of God, man, I would still be out there doing my dirt. I would still be out there in Egypt.
Come on.
A lot of us will be out there in Egypt.
Hello,
you know.
Hello.
One thing that there was a I was reading about the children of Israel, man.
Oh, come on now.
All right, read about the children of Israel. And you know that the children of Israel, they used to complain. They used to complain a lot. Like, Moses was leading them through the wilderness. And
1 million.
And they wanted to complain, like, man, we had it better in Egypt.
Come on, man.
We had it better in Egypt. We used to drink water, you know. We used to have food. But the Pharaoh used to work y'all to death, you know.
Come on.
And for a little bit of time, I used to think that. I used to think just like that. I used to think, man, I used to have it better out there, man. I used to have more fun out there. I used to go out and do better things out there.
Right.
But little did I know that that was a lie from the enemy. I want to let somebody know something here tonight, that your worst times in Christianity is way better than your best times in the world. I want you guys to know that your worst times in Christianity is better than your best times in the world, amen. The world beat you up. The world whooped you. You came in all dirty looking. Came in all raggedy. I came in with a tank top and some shorts that probably didn't fit me no more. I came in ratchet.
Come on.
I came in God's house ratchet, amen. And in Egypt, I thought I really had it. I thought I really had it. I was so proud when I came in, man.
Wow.
Sister Silver will tell you.
Yeah.
I came in private. I got dealt with both the pastors. Man. I got dealt with Sylvia and Pastor Francisco. I got on the worship team, man. I got on the worship team, and honestly, I'll be real. I didn't want to be on the worship team. Like, my dad went to pastor, and my son can sing. Oh, why you do that to him, man? I don't want to be on the worship team. Pastor's like, oh, yeah? You're going to come on Mondays, and you're going to come on Thursdays. Man, I knew he was going to do that. So I started coming in for worship. But this is when we used to have worship practice on Parker on Monday and on Thursday.
Come on.
And I used to get Sister Sylvia so much attitude, man. Like, I'm sorry, Sister Sylvia. I love you. I used to give her so much attitude. I was so proud of her. Like, you're singing too flat. No, you're singing flat. I was so prideful. Amen. I was so prideful, amen. But nonetheless, I didn't understand that she was telling me what I needed to hear, amen. She was telling me what I needed to hear, not just what I wanted to hear, amen. Like, even Pastor Edward, and he's not a pastor now. Pastor Edward, he came in, he was dealing with the worship team, and out of everybody else, he had me sing the most. And I'm like, why? I'm like, why? You know, it was a pride thing, man. But nonetheless, God was using him, and God was using certain individuals around me to tell me what I needed to hear.
Amen. Right.
Even though I didn't like, see, I didn't say that you're gonna like what people need to tell you. I didn't say that you were going to like what you needed to hear. I never said that at all. But the bottom line is that you need to hear it, amen. The bottom line is that God is gonna use people to let you know what you need to hear, not what you wanna hear, amen. You gotta get around those certain individuals like that, amen. And out of those certain individuals, I thought I was not gonna like them. I was like, man, I ain't gonna like these people, man. I'ma leave. I'm gonna leave the church, you know. But I started falling in love, not just with this ministry, but God started changing my heart and chipping away the stone that was in my heart. God started chipping away that stone that was in my heart, and I started loving the people that used to tell me I needed to do something, amen. God's turned my pride all the way around, amen. And God, He's gonna do that to a lot of us, amen. God is gonna chip away that heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. And He's going to tell you things that you need to hear to push you forward. People don't tell you what you need to hear to hold you back, even though that's what we tend to think. Oh, they're just trying to hold me back from what God wants to do in my life. No, they're telling you what you need to hear so God can actually do something in your life. So those individuals that you think that are telling you what you need to hear, but in your mind you think, I got it all together. You need to hang around those people some more.
Come on.
You need to hang around those individuals some more, because God is using those individuals to tell you something that you need to hear. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. And as I come to a closing, amen, the piano player can come up. Amen. I want to let you guys know something here today, that as a people of God, as a children of God, that you're not in this fight alone, amen. That even though that you're on the battlefield, even though you're taking your stand, and that you're keeping on your armor, you're not in this battle alone. There was a time in my life in which I felt like I was in a battle alone, where nobody knew what I was going through. I thought that nobody knew what I was going through at home. And I was kind of selfish to think that, because, man, I'm in Victory Outreach, you know? roughness of the rough. You know? I used to think that nobody really cared, amen. But in this battlefield, you got to understand, you got brothers and sisters that are going to pray for you. Amen. You got brothers and sisters. You got pastors, leaders that will counsel you.
Yes.
You got people that will love you in the midst of the battle, amen. You're not in this battle alone. And whoever's thinking that or feeling that here tonight, you need to understand that God is going before you here tonight, amen. You gotta understand that through the valley of the shadow of death, you shall fear no evil, for he is with you. His rod and his staff comfort you, amen. You gotta understand that you are in this battle with people that have been through far worse, amen, and that can uplift you and encourage you, amen. Here tonight, as we all stand, hallelujah, Jesus. I believe that God is raising up an army. That God is raising up an army to surround around our pastures. That God is raising up an army that would take their stand against the enemy. That God is raising up an army that will take their stand and keep their armor on, amen. That will continue to push forward and never backwards, amen. You always got to push forward and never backwards, amen. I know that we're in a battle, and listen, somebody needs to hear this tonight. You're not alone. You are not alone, amen. You got to understand that Jesus already won the victory for you. You got to understand you have people that will pray for you, that will love on you here tonight. Right there, just go ahead and bow your head and close your eyes. Just want to say a prayer for you. Father God, we come before you here this evening, Lord. And Lord, we ask that in your name, Father in heaven, God, that you, Father God, will do what you do best, Father in heaven, God. That God, you will raise up, God, you will raise up soldiers, God, men of God, Lord, women of God, that will take their stand against the enemy. That won't be scared to go into battle, amen. That won't be afraid to let their army get a little bit dinged up, oh Lord. For God, these are people that you're going to use, God, in your army, oh God. Father God, I pray that in your name, Father God, that you will move here tonight, amen. That you will move in this place, Father God. Hallelujah. Come on, right there. Just begin to thank God. Just begin to worship God. Hallelujah. Jesus, Lord, through a word. If this message has touched your heart, I want to encourage you to make your way to the front of the altar here this evening. If you feel led to come to the altar, this message touched your heart, I want to encourage you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Come on, go ahead and press it at God. Hallelujah, Jesus. God is raising up an army. God is raising up a militia.
message, a message on standing firm. It's a very important message. It's a very important message for the church. It's a very important message for the church to hear. Every Christian should hear. Every Christian that is a part of the church needs to hear this message. Because, you know, I've been serving God for 19 years, serving the Lord. And for those 19 years, two of those years I was in prison. I wasn't able to be a part of a church because I was locked up. I would go to Bible study, but it wasn't like church. It wasn't a place where I could get involved in ministry, serve. I just had to go and receive. Just received. I just learned. And I thank God for that. Thank God for all those that were going to the prisons every week to teach and to mainly teach, a lot of teaching. I didn't hear a lot of preaching. It was a lot of teaching that I heard in prison. You know, every once in a while we would have a church service. You know, you kind of got that church feel. But, you know, it wasn't until I got out of prison that I came to Victory Outreach. I came to the men's home, and I came into the ministry of Victory Outreach. And that's the first time that I started to experience church life. And one of the things that I've learned over these 17 years that I've been in church is that it's not easy, you know? It's not easy to stick it out in the house of God. Because you know, there's a lot of landmines in Christianity. There's a lot of things that the enemy can use to trip you up. Not just in the world, but even in the church. You know, there's a lot of things in the church that can trip you up. Church hurt is one of the things. Temptation is another thing. Because you come into the house of God, like Brother Sean was sharing, you come in single or even married, it don't matter. You know, all of a sudden, you know, somebody catches your eye. You know, and it's the unforbidden fruit. It's the unforbidden fruit. It's that tree that you're not allowed to eat from. But yet many men still do in church. Many women still do in church. And that trips them up a lot of times. Church hurt trips them up. Temptation in the church trips them up. Different things sometimes. The devil, he comes in, and you know, the same time that the pastor's preaching and that God is speaking, is the same time that the devil's whispering in people's ears in church. In church. This happens a lot during the offering. During the offering. You know, all of a sudden during the offering, the devil wants to, see, I told you, that's all they talk about here is money. All they want is your money. You know, five ways to give. Oh my gosh. You know, why did they have to have so many? And the devil is the enemy. I'm not going to come back. And I why do I say this? The church, every church needs to hear this message, because people need to learn how to stand firm. Amen. And let me tell you something about the young man that was preaching tonight. He's learned to stand firm. You may look, oh, he's young, you know, and you know, yeah, he's young, you know, he's younger than you, body's, you know, body older than him, but you know, one thing I know about Sean is that he's stood firm. He has stood firm. He's stood firm. Through the ups, through the downs, through the rebukes, through the heavy messages, because the messages are heavy. I even right now what I'm saying is heavy. But that message that he preached, he could preach it. He could preach it. If anybody could preach it, I could preach it too, of course. But if anybody can preach it, he could preach it. Because he has stayed faithful. He has stood firm. You know, he has stood firm for years now. How many years now? Six years. He stood firm. And you know, not just stood firm, but he's been involved in ministry. He got involved in the worship. You know, and it's not easy. That's one of the hardest ministries in the church is worship. Because you have to be, you have to be here at every service. You have to be here early before everybody else on Sunday morning. You got to be here before prayer. And he still today, he comes 8 o'clock every Sunday morning to worship rehearsal. He's here every Thursday for worship rehearsal. And then Friday night service and Sunday morning service. He is stay committed. He is stood firm. And I'm sure the devil's lied to him. I know the devil's lied to me. He's called me. The devil's lying to me. This is what I'm thinking. This is my thoughts. And there I got to counsel him. It's just the devil, bro. He's told me the same thing, but stick it out. Stay faithful. And just those little words that he's called me, this, I can count about a handful of times that he's called me throughout the years. And every time I just tell him the same thing. And I pray for him. Just stay close. And he does. He does. He just keeps on keeping on. Amen. And you may say, well, that's a simple message. Yeah, it's simple because the gospel's simple. Amen. I used to tell people all the time, I'm like, well, I shouldn't say it, but I used to say it all the time, right? Keep it simple, stupid. The Holy Spirit sometimes the Holy Spirit has to just tell us, keep it simple, stupid. Some people want to get so deep. The Hebrew and the Greek and the glossolalia and the theology, you know, just simple message, but it's so simple, but some of us can't even live it out. Just to stay faithful to the Lord and stand firm, because the enemy's going to try to move you. He's going to try to move you, but be immovable. That these are messages that build the church. Because these are messages that build our faithfulness. They build our faithfulness. We gotta be faithful. Amen. We're here to stick it out for the long haul. Until Jesus comes back. And he may tarry. He may tarry. Huh? The word tarry means he may take his time. Huh? He's been taking, and you know, remember, he's on a different time clock than we are. To us, it may seem like it's a long time coming, but to him, it's just... it's probably just a twinkling of an eye to him. Our life is just a twinkling of an eye to him. You know? And so we have to stay faithful to God. So we have to stand firm through the tests and through the trials. And he shared his heart. He shared what's helped him. Just show up. Show up. You know, come to church. Just walk through those doors. I don't care what you're going through. You know, I don't care what you're going through. Just show up. You know, you might be going through a temptation. Show up. You might have fallen. Show up. You might have, you know, broke your fast. Show up. Sin. Show up. You're having a great time. Show up. Amen. You're happy. Show up. Amen. You're sad. Show up. Amen. You're mad. Show up. Amen. You know, so you're broke. Show up. You're blessed. Show up. Amen. Show up in the good and the bad and the ugly. Show up. You're mad at me, mad at people, don't just show up anyway. Show up. No, I've never seen somebody leave this place, the altar, mad. They've always left blessed. You know? Even when they're going through a hard time. You know? And then and it's things like that is standing firm. Standing firm. Standing firm. Because your faith is being built. Faith is being built. And so many of you have done that. So many, not just Sean, I know there's many of you that have come in and you learned that. And listen, but you still got to stand firm.
Right.
You still got to remain faithful.
Amen.
Amen. Remain faithful. We have many examples behind the pulpit, in the pews. We have many examples of people that have stood firm. The Bible says to mark that man. Mark that man. Or woman, but you see faithful in the house of God. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. What a powerful message. We bless. Yeah. Amen. Let's stay faithful. Let's stay faithful. The church grows through your faithfulness.
Yes.
Through your faithfulness. Amen. You know, because when you stay faithful, amen, and then we're able to add on more faithful people.
Amen.
You attract more faithful people. Amen. More faithful people. We don't build the church through wishy-washy people that break down because of one thing they didn't like, they heard from the pastor behind the pulpit. You know, no. Are we perfect? No. The Bible says nobody can tame this tongue right here. You know, you're going to have to take back a lot of stuff. You're going to have to say, I'm sorry, a lot of times. Huh? But God knows what he's doing, because the reply of the tongue belongs to the Lord. God knows what he's doing. And sometimes, you know, he uses big mouth people. Amen. I know, because I'm one of them. Amen. Come on, somebody.
Huh?
But, you know, sometimes we just got to hear it. Amen. And I think we're doing pretty good. Amen. Because compared to the Bible, amen, the Bible can be pretty rough. Come on, somebody. Amen. But, amen. I just wanted to share that. Amen. Brother Sean, great job. Amen. Great job. Amen. Sharing the word of God. Amen. So, how many are going to stand firm? Amen. How many are going to be faithful? Amen. You know, and you are the faithful. I'm preaching to the choir. Because, you know, you came here tonight. Amen. On a Friday night. On a holiday weekend, right? You know, holiday week. Amen. But you came to the house of the Lord. Amen. Ain't you glad you came?
Yeah.
Glad you came. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so, to Sunday, we'll be back here. Amen. Sunday for our Sunday morning celebration service. Amen. I'm going to be preaching. Amen. And I still got one more in the chamber, amen, for God's great plan. I got one more. Amen. And so it's going to be exciting, amen. I'm ready to preach. And then Sunday night, we have Life Flow, amen. So we're excited for that. Tonight, they have practice for the drama, amen. Let's get involved with the drama. You see Pastor Josh, amen. Praise the Lord. And let's continue to praise the Lord and serve the Lord, amen. Praise God. Amen. Right there, we got. Let's close in a word of prayer. Father, we thank you, Lord. We love you. We thank you for such a great night, Lord. We thank you, Lord, because you showed up, Father God. And it doesn't matter if somebody else did it. You showed up, and that's all that matters, Father. And we give you all the praise and all the glory. We dismiss from this place, but never from your presence. In the name of Jesus, everybody says,
amen.
God bless you. You are dismissed.